Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 200th episode of the World Record Podcast. This is me, the B-man. The A-train has been let go. She's been fired. So it is just me, and we're shifting gears of the tone of the podcast. This is going to be a new style of the World Record Podcast. It's exciting, and it's new. It's going to be a very in-depth interview-style podcast, and for our 200th episode, we brought in a special guest that you know her from. She was on Saturday Night Live. You've seen her on lots of video platforms and audio streaming services. Please welcome to the show, Melissa Villaseñor.
Yes, I'm here for this. Thank you so much.
Never mind those people. You're always going to have a few bad apples that spoil the bunch. So I'm glad. Thank you for. Okay, that's enough. Thank you for joining us today, Melissa.
Thanks for having me and my dog.
Yes, your dog Penny is here, breaking health code rules.
What are you talking about?
That's okay. No dogs except for service dogs are allowed in here. So the health department's going to come and shut us down. But okay. First, you know, we don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right into it.
Yeah.
Let's
clear up this beef that you so-called, you left a message on my phone saying.
Oh, right.
We have beef.
I assume that we had some beef, but we'll let that go till after the show.
All right.
First, I have a lot of questions for you. So what makes you tick?
Really loud speakers.
Okay. And how did you get started in stand-up comedy? Were you a funny kid? Were you always like a class clown type?
No, I was very shy. I was just observant.
Okay.
Don't do this.
And when's the first time you remember being funny and getting a laugh?
Oh, no. Wait, there's so many podcasts like this. You don't want to do this.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to take a little break here. All right, we're off the air.
What are you doing?
We're doing an interview, and you're going to answer the fucking questions.
Yeah, but we've done so many like
this. You're going to answer the fucking questions. We have never done an interview like this.
It's too
boring. We've always done goofing around stuff. So, and we're back.
This music.
We're here with Melissa Villaseñor. So you're Latinx, correct?
Right, correct.
And were you brought up in a traditional kind of Latino household?
There was a lot of things that were very Latino, and some I missed out on. I didn't have a quinceañera.
Okay. Now, is it too late to have a quinceañera?
Well, I was thinking about it. I think I could still pull it off. I have virgin energy. I think I could totally pull it off.
Okay.
35. But that's a joke I've been doing on stage.
Oh, that's funny. Hold on.
Oh, no.
I was too busy. It's pretty funny. So now, did you celebrate a lot of the culinary dishes from the Latino culture? Have you ever had like tacos, stuff like that?
Well, of course. Of course, tacos, but a big one in my household, and I can't believe I ate it all my life, and I stopped. Lengua, cow's tongue.
Oh.
That's a big dish. Albóndiga soup.
Now that has eyeballs in it, correct?
Correct.
Cow tongue. What does cow tongue... Now, how do you prepare a cow tongue?
Oh, I don't know. I never saw the preparation process. I just would eat it.
And it just looks like a tongue, you think?
Yeah, and it tastes... It's nasty.
Oh.
I'm done.
It doesn't taste good.
Well, I loved it as a kid. I thought it was delicious until I realized what it was.
What do they put in it?
Nothing. It's just a straight tongue. But there was also a lot of chile rellenos that would stink up my room when I come home from school.
And is that from gas?
No, it was just the smell of the pepper that was